This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club, The Boy and the North Wind, a tale from Norway. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Per who lived with his mother way up in the mountains of Norway. One day, Per's mother asked him to fetch flour for bread and cookies. Happily, Per grabbed the biggest bowl he could find and went to the barn. He filled the bowl all the way to the brim and ran back across the yard when suddenly, whoosh! The north wind gusted around the corner and blew all the flour away. Per returned to the barn, filled the bowl, and hurried back across the yard when, whoosh! Again, the north wind came and blew the flour away. Once more, Per went to the barn. He took all the flour that was left, which wasn't even enough to fill the bowl. He cradled it carefully and hurried across the yard, but, whoosh! Came the north wind around the corner and blew all the flour away. "That means gruel the rest of the winter," scolded Per's mother. "No bread and certainly no cookies until next year." "What? No bread or cookies? I'm getting the flour back," Per declared. Before his mother could stop him, out the door he went. All day he trudged through the snow, until finally he came to the place where the North Wind lived. "North Wind, you better come out here. I've got to talk to you," Per called, knocking on the door as loudly as he could. After several minutes, the North Wind opened the door. He rubbed his eyes and yawned. "What's all this knocking and hollering about? I can't nap with all this noise around." "You stole our flour," Per burst out. "You came to our house 3 times today and blew all our flour away. Because of you, we won't have any bread all winter. We'll probably starve, and it'll be your fault." The North Wind's face wrinkled up. "Oh, I'm really sorry," he said in his deep, booming voice. "Sometimes I get carried away with all my blowing. I don't mean any harm, but there's no way now that I can get the flour back for you." He looked at the boy for a minute. Then he added, "I can't get the flour back, but I can get something else." He went inside and came back with a cloth. "This cloth is magic. All you have to do is say, 'Cloth, cloth, spread yourself and bring forth wonderful food,' and you will have all the food and drink you'll ever need." Per thanked the North Wind, took the cloth, and set off. It was almost nighttime. Along the road was an inn where Per decided to spend the night. He knocked at the door, and immediately it swung open. Out stepped a troll hag, with a nose so long she had tucked it into her belt to keep from tripping. "Good evening," said the hag in a hoarse voice. "Good evening," stammered Per. "I was wondering if I could have a bed for tonight." "How are you going to pay for it?" rumbled the troll hag. "I haven't any money, but I could feed you and your guests." "How?" demanded the troll hag. Per grabbed each end of the cloth, shook it, and said, "Cloth, cloth, spread yourself and bring forth wonderful food." Instantly the cloth was filled. Roasts and chops, meatballs and sausages, vegetables and fruits, pies and puddings, and glorious things to drink. When all the guests at the inn had their fill, Per rolled up his cloth and went to bed. In the middle of the night, when everyone was sleeping, that troll hag came sneaking up the stairs with a cloth that looked exactly like Per's. She tiptoed into his room and exchanged her cloth for his. In the morning, when Per woke, he grabbed the cloth and ran home. "Mom, Mom, look what the North Wind gave me," he shouted excitedly. Quickly, he said the magic words and shook out the cloth. Nothing happened. Again and again he tried, holding the cloth upside down or in different ways, but nothing worked. "The North Wind has tricked me," Per muttered angrily, and stomped off to the North Wind's house before his mom could stop him. "North Wind, you'd better come out here. I've got to talk to you," Per hollered at the door. After a bit, the North Wind came out, rubbing his eyes sleepily. "You again," he yawned. "Why are you back so soon?" "You know why I'm back," Per shouted almost in tears. "That cloth you gave me, it's no good. It only works once, and what use is that?" "Only once? Something is wrong," said the North Wind. "But let's not argue. I'll give you something else." Soon he returned with a ram. "This is a magic ram. All you have to say is, 'Ram, ram, make money,' and it will make all the money you need." "Will it work more than once?" Per asked suspiciously. "Forever," promised the North Wind. Per took the goat and set off, but it was getting late, so he decided to go back to the inn. As soon as he knocked, the troll hag flung open the door. This time soup was dripping from her enormous nose, for she'd been using it to stir her pot. "Good evening. I was wondering if I could have a bed for the night," asked Per. "How are you going to pay?" growled the hag. Per turned to the ram and said, "Ram, ram, make money." Instantly out of his mouth dropped a heap of gold coins. Purr paid the hag, spent another coin on food, and then went to bed. In the middle of the night, again the troll hag tiptoed up the stairs, this time with her own ram, which she exchanged for his. When Purr returned home, he tried to show his mother what the ram could make. But this ram, if it made anything at all, it surely wasn't money. Purr stormed back to the North Wind even angrier than before. The North Wind just scratched his big frosty head, shook it, and said, "Something has gone wrong. I'll get one last thing for you, but you better use it wisely." He went inside and returned with a stick. "This stick is also magic. All you have to do is say, 'Stick, stick, lay on,' and it will beat anyone you want. When you want it to stop, just say, 'Stick, stick, stop beating,' and it will come right back to you." Purr thanked the North Wind, and again he went back to the inn. "Good day," greeted the troll hag. "Could I have a bed for the night? How do you plan to pay for it?" grunted the troll hag, eyeing the stick. Purr fished some leftover coins from his pocket, and this time he went straight to bed. In the middle of the night, again the hag came sneaking up the stairs. She was sure the stick had some kind of magic. Slowly, she tiptoed into the room. Just as she was about to exchange her stick for his, Purr jumped up and yelled, "Stick, stick, lay on!" The stick flew from the pillow and started to beat that troll hag so thoroughly that she hopped from one foot to the other over chairs and under tables, yowling and yelling, until finally she screamed, "Make it stop! Make it stop!" "Not until you give me back my cloth and my ram," shouted Purr. "I will, I will!" screamed the troll hag. "Stick, stick, stop beating!" commanded Purr, and immediately the stick flew back into his hand, but he kept it safely in his hand as he marched behind the troll hag to fetch his cloth and his ram. The next day, Purr returned home with his treasures, and with them he and his mother had all the food and money and protection they needed to end their days.